This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's light rail slowdown will likely continue for the foreseeable future. New track inspections are turning up more problems. RTD board member Jamie Lewis says some train lines are now effectively unusable.
Trains that run 10 miles per hour is not considered transportation, in my opinion. My wheelchair operates at 7 miles per hour, to put that in perspective.
Officials say repairs will be made as soon as possible. A report out today aims to quantify the historic loss of life, land, and precious resources for Native nations in Colorado and proposes restoring some of what was taken. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The privately funded study draws on treaties, government records, scholarly works, magazines, journals. Rick Williams spearheaded the project. He's Oglala Lakota and Northern Cheyenne, and chairs the Truth, Restoration, and Education Commission.
My role in this is to try to find the truth about what happened to Indians in Colorado. We don't want to alienate anybody. We just want people to think about that this is somebody else's homeland.
The report proposes the state adopt a 0.1% fee on new real estate transactions. That money would be distributed to the tribes. It also asks Colorado and Congress to restore some public lands in Colorado back to tribes. Those ideas would need legislative approval. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Juneteenth events begin today at America the Beautiful Park downtown. This is CPR News and KRCC.